Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Browns fullback Johnny Stanton. Johnny, thanks for giving us a couple minutes. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. We were having a debate before you came on because we were talking about, so Wyatt Teller gets his big contract extension. Did you really celebrate with him and Myles Garrett in a game of Dungeons and Dragons?
That was the story that came out of it. Truth is, we did not know what happened that day. So Wyatt comes up to Miles' house, and he's looking a little tired. He's with Carly, and we end up having a great night. We find out the next day that Wyatt signed this huge deal, and we were like, "Why didn't you tell us?" He's like, "I don't know. We didn't want to make it about me." So we had a great time, but we wish we could have celebrated him more.
Did he at least pay for the snacks that night?
Luckily, we have Miles' personal chef that shows up to most of our games. I don't think many D&D groups have a personal chef, but we're lucky in that way.
Congratulations on all your success.
Your success. Wow, that's a perk, Johnny.
That's big. So we got to ask you, Johnny, because we were just having some fun with our program director and our board op here, because they know about Dungeons & Dragons. I've never played it. I don't know really anything about this game. How would you describe this game? I'm fascinated by it now after talking with these guys about this whole he described it as sort of like a dice game. He's like, it's kind of like craps a little bit. You know, you decide the game as you go. I'm like, okay, well, we got to ask Johnny about this. So, Johnny, take it away. The floor is yours.
Yeah, so it's basically a collaborative storytelling game. It sounds like kind of like nerdy and weird and vague. And
totally.
Way, but so you get a bunch of group of people together, and one person kind of has the outline for how the game is going to go, but everybody who's playing gets to play their characters and tell this story through both character choices and through a series of dice rolls that you have bonuses based on what kind of character you're using. But overall, it's basically just kind of having fun with your friends around a table. A lot of times people ask, like, how do you win? How do you win Dungeons & Dragons? And you win by kind of going through the story and having fun. Nobody's, like, competing against each other in any way. It's not a board game in that way. It's just, if you're having fun, you're playing Dungeons & Dragons in the right way.
Is there any way to bet on Dungeons & Dragons?
That's what we wanted, Johnny.
if you find out, I'll have to spread the word, because I'm sure there's a lot of money in that.
Who else on the Browns have you played with? Have you played with Andrew Berry yet or no?
No, not yet. So our group started in 2020, and that original five of us six of us, including me. It was myself, Wyatt Teller, Myles Garrett, Myles' friend Jeremy and his girlfriend Sarah, and then Kendall Lamb, who is now with the Tennessee Titans. We might end up be looking for another member to be able to kind of fill out that as a five-person party once this upcoming season comes out. But as far as the Browns today, it's just Wyatt and Myles and myself.
I just love the idea of, like, someone getting traded off of the Browns that's in your group, and you're like, no, Andrew, no, you're getting rid of my D&D crew.
I know. We'll have to figure out some kind of, like, hopefully that never happens, but, you know, we'll have to figure out some kind of character death that happens, in a very heroic way.
Browns fullback Johnny Stanton joining us here on the Afternoon Drive. You can join him May 26th, 8 o'clock. You can watch a live event. You're benefiting Red Nose Day USA. You can watch live. You can participate via the CantripCast Twitch channel on May 26th. Wyatt Teller is going to be involved with that. Myles Garrett's going to be involved with that as well. I got to ask you about Deshaun Watson. First off, are you going to the Bahamas? Are you on the big trip with everyone else or no?
I wish I was. Unfortunately, we had a family thing going on here in California, so I'll be staying here during this week all the way through Sunday. I wish I could be out there with them, but my priority is with my family this weekend.
Of course, and you'll see all your friends posting the pics from the Bahamas and, like, on the beach and everything like that.
I'm going to be extremely jealous.
How's Deshaun been in the building, though?
Deshaun's been great. You know, he's definitely becoming a master of the offense, and all of us are going through the installs, you know, all over again, you know, just like we do every offseason and then again during training camp. You know, there's always different wrinkles that get thrown in, and I'm excited to see just how, you know, the effect that he has on our offense.
Is it weird? I mean, I don't want to, like, you know, pit, you know, Baker versus Deshaun or whatever. You know, Baker did a lot of great things for the Browns. But, I mean, the fact that Deshaun comes in here, Baker's still under contract, what's that been like? Has it not really been talked about, or has it been brought up in the locker room?
You know, guys, I'm sure, talk about it amongst themselves, but it's nothing that's a huge topic of interest. We love Bake, and we know that he's on the roster right now, but we know that Deshaun's our guy, and, you know, that's who we're moving forward with.
How was it catching the touchdown pass from Case Keenum last year?
It was incredible. You know, it was something I didn't really expect to happen within my first couple games as a fullback. But knowing that that I had that out of the way, I think, you know, I got to have my big spike moment, and that was cool. But I know that if I ever get another one, I'm handing the ball off to an offensive lineman so that he can get the spike in as well.
Johnny, I got to ask you this. I feel like maybe we have before in the past, or I'm sure it's come up before, but you played quarterback in college. How did the transformation happen from quarterback to fullback? How'd that go?
I mean, simply my college career didn't really warrant an NFL career as a quarterback. My college career ended up kind of going a little bit differently and not the way that I had originally planned, but I knew that I had the athleticism to be able to play at the next level, so I decided to bet on myself and start training at tight end. Minnesota took notice and decided to have me try out, and after a good rookie minicamp, I was able to make the team, and, you know, ever since then, I've been a fullback.
Yeah, you got a lot of numbers at Santa Maria, Margarita in California in your high school. You basically did it all. If you've been paying attention at all to some of this Ohio NIL stuff where it's creeping into the high schools, they rejected it today, but sounds like they put some weird tape in there. It's going to get there down the line. Do you feel like high school players, really good ones like yourself, do you feel like you should have benefited and be able to make money off that?
You know, I think there's a happy medium in there. I don't think it's fair to the players that they can't, you know, make money off their name, image, and likeness. You know, the way that it's going on right now seems to be, you know, very much open market, you know, not really any kind of regulations. But I'm sure they'll be able to figure out some way to make sure that everybody is benefiting from it and, you know, it doesn't leave out the small schools or the smaller players, because I don't want some guys feeling like they're, I'm sure it's something that they want to avoid is having guys feel more important on the team than others and that sort of thing.
Has Kevin told you at all if your role with the team is going to change with the change of quarterback in the offense?
You know, we've talked about a little bit how I'm fitting into this offense, and I'm excited about his plans. I don't want to spoil anything for the season, but I think it's going to be exciting, and, you know, I'm looking forward to training camp and you know, the rest of this offense being installed through OTAs.
You know, with what you guys have put in so far installation-wise, how much of it is the same or similar to what you guys did a season ago, as opposed to kind of changing up some of the concepts because of the dynamic ability of Deshaun?
Yeah, Deshaun has a very specific, you know, and dynamic skill set, and we get to really take advantage of that. There hasn't been really many changes. I'm sure that will, you know, the changes will start to really make themselves known as we start putting in installs 4 through whatever, however many we have, 8, 9. But, you know, we've seen a couple of the changes, and, you know, it just makes our offense that much more dynamic and gets the ball in more guys' hands because Deshaun's really good at doing that.
Browns fullback Johnny Stanton joining us here on the Afternoon Drive. May 26, 8 o'clock. You can watch a live event benefiting Red Nose Day USA. How'd you guys choose Red Nose Day as the day that you guys are doing this? It's great. You're going to be on a Twitch channel and everything. I assume you guys are just going to be playing some D&D, some Dungeons & Dragons as well. Like, how did you choose Red Nose Day for this event?
Yeah, so Red Nose Day, the actual day of the, you know, that they're raising all this money to fight childhood poverty, is on May 26th. And while we knew it was kind of happening around that time, we ended up, you know, figuring out exactly on May 26th, and it felt like, you know, like the perfect charity to choose for this. You know, obviously all of us have a lot of charities that are near and dear to us, but we're really excited to be able to raise some money to fight childhood poverty.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing that what you guys are doing, and it's a great event. Johnny, before we get you out of here, you know, you made a lot of noise in the past 24 hours or so, something near and dear to your heart, and with your physician, Dr. John Chang, an absolute hero in what went down and attacking the gunmen and helping to save so many in that church. Just curious if you wanted to let people, you know, give them a moment of what that was like for you, not only to have somebody so close to you become a hero, but also just everything that went down.
Yeah, you know, the Orange County community has been, you know, rocked in the last couple of days, obviously, by this, along with the Milwaukee and Buffalo communities and all the scariness that's happening right now. But, yeah, Dr. Chang was my primary care physician from middle school through high school. And I haven't seen him. I hadn't been able to see him in quite a long time, but he obviously made an impression on me. I just did spoke with somebody about it, and they're like, you know, I don't, you know, there are only so many doctors that I remember their names. You know, how can you, you know, what kind of impression did he make on you that, you know, caused you to be so familiar with, you know, with him and, you know, have him make such a lasting impression on you. And I really think it was because, he kind of gave you that disarming, you know, friendly, caring feel that you want to have from a doctor. And, I went through school, going through pre-med, you know, if I didn't make it to the NFL, that would have been my, you know, career of choice. And, you know, I was very much paying attention to the doctors that were around me, the doctors that cared for me. And, you know, I knew that if I decided to go into that profession, that Dr. Chang was somebody that I would have loved to model myself after, and that I would have been lucky to become half the doctor that he was. Not to mention, you know, the kind of community man and family man that he ended up, you know, showing himself, and, you know, the hero that he obviously became.
Nicely put, Johnny. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes. And, of course, we'll check you out May 26th at 8 o'clock. I hope your Dungeons & Dragons game remains strong. And I hope you get to hang out with Wyatt and Miles Garrett and benefit Red Nose Day. You seem like you got a great hat on your shoulders. And you're obviously doing a lot of great things in the community as well. So we appreciate the time, Johnny.
Well, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.